everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George is back with us today. We're talking about sowing and reaping.
Mm-hmm. Sowing and reaping.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Sowing and reaping. Gloria, it's so good to be on the broadcast with you.
Well, you know we enjoy having you
this
so
week
much.
And last week. What a time we have had so far. We're talking about getting aggressive about reaping your harvest.
Yes, amen.
And I was really inspired earlier this year when Gloria and I, we were in the KCM board meeting. And I was talking
and
about...
And we got inspired because we didn't get fired.
Look, you got inspired because we didn't get fired. We did get rehired for the next year, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was reporting to the board that the Lord had led me to do this back in January, and that was to search out every field that we have where we've sown seed.
Oh,
we have a lot of fields out there.
Yeah.
And many different areas that this ministry sows seed. Last year, KCM, in 2016, we sowed in excess of $17 million worth of seed.
Praise God.
That includes everything.
What year was that?
2016.
2016.
So we were able to identify all of the places where we've sown seed before. And then the Lord really ministered to me and said, we need to get everybody on board and calling in the harvest.
Amen. You're
we have
right.
a harvest. So I was talking about that during the board meeting, and I watched you down at the end of the table. We have this long table in the boardroom. And I watched Gloria, and I've told you this the other day. I watched Kenneth. I've been watching them for 41 years of my life and studying them.
That's a long time.
And there I'm talking about the harvest. And Gloria's down at the other end of the table, and she has this notebook. There, you've got a notebook over there. She has a notebook, always carries this notebook with her. And I saw her, and I watched her take her pen, and she started writing down some things. And I thought, what is Gloria writing? What is she writing down there? And so I'm talking along about the harvest, and all of a sudden, Gloria says, I have something to say. And I thought, oh, good, we're going to find out. And she looked down at her paper, and it said, we need to get aggressive about reaping our harvest.
That's right.
That went off in me like an explosion.
It did me too, George.
Oh, it did. I saw the way you looked when you said it down there at the other end of the table. And I thought, this is a word from God.
Praise God.
This is a word from the Lord. And so these broadcasts last week, if you didn't get to see last week's broadcast, you need to go onto the KCM website. All of the broadcasts are there, as well as all of the notes that we've been teaching from KCM.org. Go to the picture of Gloria Me, click on it, and you'll get not only the outlines that we're teaching from these, but all of the prosperity outlines
Praise
that you
God.
And I have done together. Almost 300.
That's a lot of revelation.
Almost
That's
300.
That's a lot of prosperity,
That's
George.
A lot of prosperity.
Praise
and you know,
God.
Gloria, people have been so excited about downloading the notes.
Good.
Because we allow these notes to be downloaded. You can print them out, give them out. We have pastors that are using them in church. We have churches that are using them in their Bible classes and their Sunday schools.
And we want to hear testimonies.
We need to get testimonies about
in the faith
about how this is working for you.
Yes, amen.
And I am stirred up about calling in the harvest.
Amen.
We've got so much to do around here. There is much to be done. We have not only... We've been on this property 30 years. And in 30 years, you know, carpet does kind of wear out some.
Yeah,
And you need to paint some things and equipment needs to be purchased. Well, I have a list. I keep a list of all of those things that need to be done, as well as I have a vision list of Brother Copeland and Sister Copeland.
Yeah.
And everything from going on every available voice to $1 million a day to the revival capital of the world to the Gulf Stream that we're believing for, the 550. And you know, I am so encouraged that we have seed in the ground.
Amen.
We've got seed in the ground.
Think about that, George. Do we, you know, Jesus is coming soon. Do we
he
want
really
to leave
is.
Here with seed in the ground that we
no,
didn't
we
harvest?
Don't. No, we don't.
Or do we want to believe it in and use it?
Let's use it.
To get the harvest
Let's
in.
Let's use it.
Amen.
And it really depends on our faith and how we believe God and call it and exercise our faith because there are so many people out there, Gloria, that have sown seed, but they've not reaped the harvest.
Right. Well, one thing I got during that was we've been better sowers than we have been reapers.
That's exactly right.
We've left a lot of crop in the field.
Yep.
Those days are over.
Those days are over forever.
Amen.
I'm calling in harvest every day. I called it in this morning.
Good, good. I'm going to do that.
If I'm driving along and the Lord brings it to my memory, I just start calling in the harvest. When I come to work here every morning and I come around the road that we're on and I look out over all of the property that we have here, I start speaking to it. I look out over that property, I say, welcome to the revival capital of the
Hallelujah.
World.
Hallelujah. You see it done.
I see it done. You see it with the eye of faith. I see all of this with the eye of faith. But we have a source. God is our source.
That's right.
And you and I, some months ago, we taught, probably last year sometime, we taught a series called God is My Source. And I am so excited that we have harvest out there
to be called in, to be received.
And you are right. We are good sowers, but we haven't been good reapers. But that's changing.
That's changing.
I agree. I believe with you right now that you have seed in the ground, especially those of you who are partners. Those of you who are partners with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you have seed in the ground right now. Mm-hmm. And together we are helping you. Gloria and I are helping you reap the harvest.
While we reap the harvest, you reap the harvest.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And I love the story that you tell and talk about with Pop in the peach orchards and the peach harvest that every year in Arkansas, you were involved with that. And I found something else yesterday. When we got through with the taping here, I had some meetings in the executive building. So I went up there. Jan was in one of the meetings. So I'm sitting around talking to the guys. They were saying, how did the taping go? What'd you talk about? And so I was telling them, and I started sharing with them about Gloria working for her grandfather when it was time to bring in the peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Jan, your sister, spoke up. Jan is the...
Did she remember? She's much younger than I am.
Jan is the chief financial officer of the ministry. Well, Jan's in the meeting. She said, well, I used to answer the phone. And she said, I get a dollar a day.
That's what I got. That was my first job.
Well, we figured that Jan took your job.
She must have. Do you think they fired me? I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I think maybe you got older.
Maybe I got promoted.
You got promoted. That's what it was. But I just thought that was the funniest thing because Jan also helped.
Remembered
with the peach harvest. But what it brought to me, Gloria, was at harvest time, it's all hands on deck.
Oh, I mean, you got moving at harvest time. You had to get those peaches off the tree before, in time for them to get to where they were being shipped before they rotted.
Oh, now that's
interesting. If you left them on the tree,
they
just rotted and fell to the ground.
Ah, okay.
So we can't leave them on the tree. Can't leave our return on the tree.
So I wondered if Pop in his thought process about reaping that harvest, getting it to market, also included the time that it was going to take. And I don't know where he sold those peaches.
Well, they went all over everywhere. One place in Nashville, they'd go to that one place near where our little town was.
Yeah.
And then from there, they'd be picked up and taken around.
Okay.
And one thing I thought was outstanding was that if you left them on the tree, they just rotted and fell to the ground.
So don't leave it on the tree. Now, that's a word from Gloria Copeland to you. Don't leave your harvest on the tree.
That's right.
Don't let it just sit out there in the field. And that's the thing about Pop. He would not let his harvest sit in the field.
He just better get out. He'd get out and pick himself if he had to.
Exactly. So last week we talked about that, Gloria. We talked about reaping is the missing link.
Yeah, I think that's right.
To abundance.
Finances, I think so.
It's been the missing link because...
We've sown.
But we haven't reaped.
But we have to be more diligent about reaping.
We must be. We must be more diligent about that.
Saying the right words about reaping.
And we talked last week about something that Keith Moore taught. And Keith has a tremendous series called Rules of Reaping.
Oh, yes, excellent.
And it is a wonderful series. You can go to the More Life Ministries website and you can get that there. Jerry Savelle has a great series called Call in Your Harvest.
Yes.
And so you can go to his website and you can order it from there. Because I listen to all of these. Why? Because I'm stirring myself up to call in the harvest.
That's right.
And we talked about the rules of reaping. And the rules of reaping was, number one, reaping is not automatic.
No.
Brother Keith says that you can't expect the harvest to get up out of the field and jump into the barn by itself.
That's true.
You have to go out there and get that harvest. Mm-hmm. And number two, that reaping is our responsibility. We are responsible for the reaping process, and we have to reap by faith. It's our crop. And then we talked for some time. Let's see, last Friday we talked about tithing and reaping and how important it is to be a tither.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be a tither because the tithe protects the harvest from being destroyed. He talks about that. He talks about how, and I'll just read this scripture, Malachi 3:11, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He will not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
So we have to be tithers. Now today, you can't reap if you don't sow.
George, that's profound but true.
It's a Georgism.
It is a Georgism. That's right. You haven't put anything out there.
Exactly. You've got to put something out there in order for you to reap a harvest. And so I wanted to take the time, and you can look at your notes there, Gloria. Today we're talking about sowing and reaping. The important thing about this is in Galatians 6:7, the scripture's right there, it says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked.
That's
for
right.
Whatsoever a man sows, that will he also reap.
Whatsoever.
Now, whatsoever. Now, whatsoever.
So big, you reap big. So small, you reap small.
You reap small.
It's just up to us.
And whatever you sow. So many people have looked at that scripture. And
you sow love, you reap love.
That's right.
Think about it.
That's right.
People love people that love.
Well, that's true. Well, that's a quote right there. People love people that love.
That's right.
People love people that love.
Reap what you sow.
You reap what you sow. And sometimes people have taken this in the negative. They say, well, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap.
It works in the negative.
It does work in the negative, but it also works in the positive.
But I don't want it to work in the negative.
No, we don't want it.
I'm not going to do what it takes for the negative to work.
That's exactly right. Don't do what it takes.
Walk in love.
Listen to her. Don't do what it takes.
To reap the negative.
To reap the negative. You walk in love. You walk in forgiveness.
Yeah.
You walk in harmony with one another. And
That's exactly right.
You sow the right seed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hold back when it's time to give.
No.
But you sow according to the Word of God. And that promises for us, God is not mocked. Whatever you sow, then you reap.
And we know the Scripture says that faith works by love.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another mm-hmm. statement that lets you know what
you have to do.
You're going to reap.
That's right. When you sow that, you reap that.
Love is not touchy, fretful, or mm-hmm. resentful,
mm-hmm.
pays no attention
to a suffered wrong,
does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under everything. What is it? Bears up under everything that comes, or mm-hmm. something similar to that.
you're doing good.
I kind of lost that last one. Where is it?
That's 1 Corinthians.
Let's
go look at that. You're onto something here. 1 Corinthians 13.
It's a key.
Okay. Love suffers long, is kind. Love does not envy. It does not vaunt itself. It's not puffed up. Now I'm reading from King James. You were quoting from Amplified. Does not behave itself unseemingly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love
Amen.
Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
Love never fails.
So we
in 2 Corinthians 9
mm-hmm.
says this, 9:6 says, remember this, he who sows sparingly and grudgingly.
Yep.
Like if you're a giver that you just want to cry every time you put something in that plate, there's no harvest there.
There's no harvest.
We'll also reap sparingly and grudgingly.
Ooh.
So you sow generously that blessings come to someone.
Yep.
And you'll reap generously.
That's exactly right.
But even if you give in sorrow, there's no faith there. And there's no return there. Can you see that?
I can see it. I can see it.
Remember this. He who sows sparingly and grudgingly will also reap sparingly and grudgingly.
Yep.
And he who sows generously that blessings may come to someone will also reap generously. And with blessing.
Okay.
That each one give as he has made up his own mind, purposed in his own heart, not reluctantly.
There you go.
Our giving shouldn't be reluctantly.
There you go.
We should give like Kenneth gives, hilariously.
Hilariously.
Or sorrowful, not sorrowful, or under compulsion. For God loves... takes pleasure in. You want God to take pleasure in you?
Absolutely.
Prizes above all other things is unwilling to abandon or do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver.
Yep. Yep.
Whose heart, now here's the key. Whose heart is in his giving.
That's right.
So when we sow, when we tithe, when we give, our heart has to be into it for a good return.
That's right.
Otherwise, you messed up.
You messed up. Well, read verse 8 there, Gloria, in the Amplified. That's the result.
Oh, I like that.
That's the result.
And God is able. When you give hilariously, joyfully, God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing, come to you in abundance so that you may always. I got that word circled. Under all circumstances. That means when times are good out there and when times are bad, under all circumstances, whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, furnished in abundance, there's that word again, for every good work and charitable donation.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
And that furnished in abundance, that is the harvest.
Yeah.
That's the harvest that belongs to us.
Praise God.
If you're going to harvest, you're going to have to sow. You're going to have to sow seed and you're going to have to sow good seed.
Amen.
And we just read, the very basics of what we need to know about sowing and reaping right here. Father, thank you for the privilege and the honor that it is to be able to sow into the kingdom of God.
Thank you for your word.
And to reap out of the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Gloria.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Are we out of time already?
We're out of time.
Glory to God.
That went quick.
Well, now George and his family, Ken and his family, we've all been doing this for quite some time. And I've never been disappointed in the return, have you?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
I mean, give and it shall be. And we're not even receiving the offering today, are we?
No, not today.
Give and it shall be given to you again. Pressed
down,
shaken together,
running over,
shall men give into your bosom.
That's right.
That's the word of the Lord.
That's the word
we
of
take
the
it.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Pastor George Pearson's is back with us, and we're talking about your harvest. We're talking about my harvest. We're talking about George's harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all excited here, and we're glad you're with us.
Gloria, I am really, really stirred up about reaping our harvest.
Me too.
And I've heard this taught for many years. I heard it for the first time, really, 1998, when Keith Moore was here at our doing a service at church.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a word from the Lord before he spoke his word that he was giving us that day. And he talked about how the Lord was disappointed. He was disappointed in the fact that we had become good sowers, but we were not good reapers.
Yes, that rings a bell.
And he said, you need to get real good at reaping.
That's right.
Well, what I did back then, this is 1999, I listened to Keith Moore's series on Rules of Reaping, which are available on his website. I taught the church, I did a 3-day seminar on how to reap your harvest. And then some years later, I took that same information, and you and I taught that on the broadcast here about 2 or 3 years ago. But recently, Gloria, the Lord has so stirred me up.
Praise God, George.
About reaping our harvest, because it's an encouragement to me with everything that we have on our plates to do around here.
Right.
In addition to everything that needs to be upgraded and needs to be fixed and all of that, you can look at it one of two ways. You could get overwhelmed.
Yes.
Or you could be so excited because you know there's a harvest out there of seed. And what I did at the top of the year of this year is I went through all of the areas where we've sown seed. I looked up everything, Gloria. I saw how much money we gave. I saw the airtime that we sowed. I saw the product that we sowed on the broadcast here. All of the materials that go to all the prison ministry, all the airplanes that have been sown through the years, 22 aircraft have been sown through this ministry. You know, we have harvest. And I thought to myself, we have not yet reaped the entire harvest of what's out there. Yeah. There's still harvest out there to be reaped.
I want a copy of that.
I'll get you that.
I'm going to get busy on that.
I am calling it in every day.
Amen.
And you know something, Gloria, one of the things that has stuck with me all of these years, and of course, I've been around here, this is my 41st year. Well, it was in 1978 that you wrote your book, God's Will is Prosperity. Magnificent book.
Thank you.
You need to get it. Anyway, God's Will is Prosperity, and in that you talked about the testimony of when you were in Hawaii. And you Kenneth had just finished meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think you were staying at the Sheraton, Waikiki, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You went down early to get a seat there for breakfast. And you wanted to be out on the patio area. Well, this guy...
And there was a line. It was not like it was empty.
Exactly.
It was just the Lord.
In a line. And then this guy cut in front of you and said, well, I want to sit out there.
He was very rude. You know, I don't know if you've been there or not, it's a lovely place, but a lot of the eating places, like where you have breakfast and dinner, is outside on a patio looking over the ocean. Well, that's where I like to sit, is outside. So I'm in the outside line here. And this man just comes right in and butts in front of me.
Just jumps in front of me.
And I could have gotten mad about that. And you know, it would ruin my whole deal.
It would have, because they took you around the corner into the back. And I know this place because I've been there before and I know exactly where they took you. They took you way over in the back where you can hardly see the ocean from back there.
That's right.
They pulled the seat out and Kenneth actually... He sat down in a seat you were going to sit in. You sat over on the other side, I believe. Mm-hmm. When you sat down right next to a lady that turned around and said, oh, Gloria Copeland. And at first you were like, oh, boy.
Here it comes.
You know, you guys had just done this meeting and you're having to go home and you just wanted, just the two of you want to have your breakfast. Well, basically she talked about, Lord, I have a gift that I want to give to Gloria Copeland. And you've got to get me in touch with her. Well, she pulled out the ring. This is 1978. She pulled out this ring. And let's get a close-up of Gloria's ring.
Where am I looking? Right here.
This is the ring.
See it?
That was given to Gloria
Emerald,
Copeland.
Emerald, diamonds, gold. And you see that it moves all the time. It works
moves.
All the time.
Before we started taping a little while ago, you had your hand down like this, and it was spinning, and it was like mesmerizing me.
And so when she gave it to me, I didn't know the woman. She just kind of caught me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When she gave it to me, I looked at it, and I thought, that's my 100-fold return ring. It's like the 100-fold in that it's always working and coming to me.
Ooh,
think about that. When you believe for your 100-fold return, it's always
working,
coming to you in abundance.
It's always working.
Hallelujah.
And
what a
blessing. So I asked you to bring the ring and I wanted them to see it because it is it's a continual reminder.
Yes, it is.
That ring spinning as it does is that 100-fold return is working for me all the time.
Coming to me.
Now, we're talking today about maximizing.
I hope that woman's watching today because it's
been
a blessing.
That would be so good.
If you are watching, you let me know.
And we're talking about maximizing your harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And I really do believe, and I'll give you a quote that we have on our notes. By the way, all of our notes are available to you. KCM.org, click to the picture of Gloria and me, and it'll take you right to the notes. You can follow right along with us. And these are yours to use. People have downloaded over, it's about over 1.3 million.
Of your downloads.
Of our downloads have gone out
now,
there.
Now think about Georgia Return on that much revelation.
Ooh,
Andy.
That got me. Mm-hmm. That's good. I'll take that.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, I receive that in Jesus' name, the return on
then
Revelation.
Then you keep giving to us.
Wow.
That Revelation. Hallelujah.
And of course, I've gotten all this from you, so you're a partaker of that harvest.
I receive it.
But Jerry Savelle said this. Listen to this. He said, your harvest is determined by what you do while you're waiting for it.
That's true.
And
what
this
you say, what you do.
What you say and what you do. And one of the things about the ring is that we do, I mean, that was 1978 when she put that in a book. And here we are, we're into the next century, and we're still talking about it. We're still talking
what
about how the hundredfold return is working for me all the time. And Gloria, that's one of the things that I do to maximize my harvest. That, you've heard of a product called Miracle-Gro.
Mm-hmm.
They use
I
it.
Like that.
They use it for plants.
Yes.
It helps the plants grow. It helps them to be more healthy. Well, there are some things that we can do that is like Miracle-Gro to our harvest.
Ah, yeah.
There's the 30, 60,
100-fold
return. There are certain things that we can do. And I just wanted to cover these with you. There's just a couple of steps here that we can talk about with
them. That's awesome.
But there's
I wish I'd have thought of that,
There's
George.
A bumper crop.
Amen.
There's a bumper crop that's waiting for us. And you and I have talked about this, to where people get discouraged. They give up on their seed.
Oh, yeah.
You said that to me one day. You said, George, don't give up on your seed.
That's right.
So people have given up on their seed. They'll sow, and then they'll start saying things like, well, I guess that's not working for me. Well, what you're doing is you're digging up your seed.
That's right. That's
and
exactly right.
You're not only hindering the growth of it, you're hindering the yield of it. And again, I think about Pop, and I think about his
that's
peaches.
That's my granddad.
Pop's peaches. And, you know, I had the privilege of knowing him and talking to him. He's a very intelligent man.
He's a
precious man. But he knew his peaches. And he knew how to get the best peaches. He knew what to do. And I'm sure there were certain things that he did while those peaches were growing. He was keeping them watered. He was pruning. He was doing whatever was necessary to bring in a great peach harvest. There are some things that we can do to bring in a great harvest
That's
into
right.
our lives.
And he was a great example of walking in love.
He sowed that love.
Precious, so precious.
He sowed that love. Terry and I, after we first got married, we would, of course, you've got the house there in Arkansas, the prayer cabin,
mm-hmm.
which the people have seen much of. Well, Terry and I will go there every now and then, and we'll spend some time and we'll just pray. It's a wonderful place just to go and pray.
Mm-hmm.
And before we, after we got married, and before we had children, I can remember this, we would go to Arkansas, and Mom and Pop, it would be maybe 8 o'clock in the morning, 7:30. Sometimes we're still in bed. You know, we go up there to rest.
Yeah.
Well, Mom and Pop would drive down there to the house just to check on us. Everything okay? You kids okay?
Yeah.
He was so wonderful.
He was.
But there are certain things that we can do that will help our harvest grow, not only the yield of the growth, but also the time frame of the growth.
Amen.
It shouldn't have to take years and years and years and years for a harvest to come in. We should really get to the place. And if you can picture this, picture us coming to a place where we are experiencing such accelerated harvest that you take a seed. Let's say, for instance, this is a seed right here.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the seed and you throw the seed in the ground, and it as soon as it hits the ground, bang, harvest pops
I'd
up.
I like that.
We can get to a place.
Praise
if
God.
We will use our faith and will believe God and do some of these things. So let's look at this,
Gloria. Oh, that's great, George.
Let's look at this. In Luke 6:38, we're talking about one of the things that you can do to maximize your harvest. You can expect your seed to grow.
Yeah, expectation.
Expectation is so important. I have such high expectation around here. We all, Gloria, all of us, all the staff, we've got such high expectation of what God is going to do in the harvest that we have, that we're calling to us. And we're seeing things take place. We're seeing things happening all the time. I just heard about this the other day. There's a television network, and this will bless you. There's a television network in Africa, and it emanates out of Nigeria. And it's, I just found this out today.
Today.
That they put us on the air 14 years ago.
All that time we've been preaching.
We have been on that African network all that time.
Praise God.
Glory, that's harvest.
We believe for their hundredfold return.
That is harvest. And I found out from our office over in South Africa that most of the...
Now, how long has it been on?
It's been on for 14 years.
14 years every day?
Every day. The daily broadcast has been on every day.
Hallelujah.
I just found out about that.
You know, any mail, people might not understand, but... this, but any mail that would come in would go to the African office.
Mm-hmm.
So we might not.
So our African office said we get a lot of mail from that. So that is
praise
just an example
God
to you of harvest. I'm expecting that all the time. Say
amen
this after me. I expect
my harvest
every time
I sow my seed.
There is, Gloria, a harvest attached
hallelujah
to every seed.
That is so good,
and
George.
I read that statement to you yesterday, and you said you added this onto it, if you don't dig it up.
Yeah, that's right.
So you have to be in a place. Faith is in a continual place of expectation. I have it.
I expect a harvest.
You live in a continual state of expectation. Don't ever give up on your harvest.
No.
Don't ever give up on your seed, like Gloria said, and don't ever give up on your harvest. And you say, like I said this in my notes, you say, I'm expecting a record-breaking harvest.
Yes, amen.
I'm expecting a harvest, and I'm actually saying this right now. I'm saying this for real.
I am expecting a record-breaking harvest
for Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Yes, amen.
I'm expecting record-breaking harvest for the partners of this ministry.
Yes.
I'm expecting the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing that is so huge that there's not enough room to contain it
that
all.
That is a good word, Pastor George.
Expectation. And this one translation that we have here, this English Standard Version, give and it will be given to you. It will. So expect your seed to grow.
Law.
That's one thing you can do. Here's another thing. Water your seed with thanksgiving and praise. Water your seed with thanksgiving and praise. Psalm 67, verses 5 and 6. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, will bless us. Well, that comes out of praise
hallelujah
and thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Praise and thanksgiving helps things move
praise
along.
Praise God for the answer.
If you get in a place, Gloria, of thanksgiving, and you get in a habit and a routine of giving God thanksgiving every day. Father, I thank you for the harvest. I thank you for how you are blessing us. There's a momentum that builds.
Amen.
It really does. It moves things along. It moves the harvest along. And Jerry Savelle said this. This is point three. Listen to this. This is so good. The depth of your praise will determine the magnitude of your harvest.
I believe that.
Wow.
And you don't quit.
And you don't quit.
You don't quit. The Lord led us showed us the scripture, stay out of debt, back when we had very little of anything.
That's right.
That could have been discouraging. But we determined to get our faith going, to lay hold of the house, the car, the whatever we needed. And it worked.
It worked. And
it might not have been as fast as borrowing money, but it was faster than paying off borrowed money.
You were out of debt.
A long time.
You got out of debt within the year.
Yeah, we did.
That was supernatural.
11 months.
11 months. Mm-hmm. That was supernatural. That was a supernatural work of God.
It is the best way to live if you have the tenacious ability
tenacious
to stay with it.
You get, like you said, get aggressive about
that's
it.
That's right.
And that's what it is. Aggressive. Aggressive will not let go.
No.
Aggressive will not quit. Aggressive keeps pressing in
and
pressing in.
And it won't be depressed and it won't get in doubt.
No, no.
You just stay with your whatever you're believing. Same thing's true with physical healing. You believe in God for your healing and you have another pain,
don't let go.
Be moved. You're still believing God for your healing. You
That's
say
right.
it, you have it. I am healed. Don't let the devil talk you out
That's
of it.
Right. That's right. Preach it.
Glory
That's
to God.
It.
Hallelujah.
So what we do to maximize your harvest, or like Jerry Savelle said, you to determine the magnitude of your harvest really is up to us.
That's true.
It's what we say.
What we say and what we sow.
What we say and what we sow. You just said it right there.
Okay.
what we say and what we sow. We don't give up. We don't quit. We expect our harvest to grow. And we water that seed with thanksgiving and with praise. So I do this. You know, Gloria has the ring that she just showed you, the hundredfold ring.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you that the hundredfold return is working for me all the time.
Amen.
It's working for me all the time.
Coming to me.
It's working for me. It's working for me during the daytime. It's working for me during the nighttime. The hundredfold return is working for me.
Praise
and like
God.
We talked about last week, Gloria, we talked about the fact that God has never forgotten a seed.
No.
He remembers every seed that we've ever sown, plus the fact He remembers every seed that our family has ever sown.
That's right.
There are seeds, I'll put it out like this. There are seeds, I believe, that A.W. Vannetta Copeland sowed into this ministry, that the harvest of it is still out there.
That.
They've reaped some of it, but it's still out there. And so that's where Scripture talks about in John, you can reap where you have not sown.
Amen. Amen.
So that's there's right. harvest out there.
Yeah.
We get aggressive about it. But what we have to do
is... I believe that return and that blessing is passed on unless the next generation stops it with their unbelieving words and the way they live their life instead of living on the word they live for the devil, then that stops it for that generation. But if the next generation does like our generation has done, our children, they followed on with the principles of faith and they sowed and they believed God and they've prospered, every one of them have prospered.
A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
That's right. That's what the
scripture says. And that's what that harvest is all about.
Yep.
So we have to maximize the harvest, we must expect it.
Yeah.
We must praise God for it. Praise and thanksgiving.
Believe you receive the harvest.
Believe we receive it. And praise and thanksgiving is the language of faith.
That's right.
That's the language of faith. I have it. I have it now. I have it now in Jesus' name. And then finally, look at your second page.
Okay.
Keep the weeds out.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to keep the weeds out. Got to keep the weeds out of your garden. My grandfather had a garden. And he sprayed that garden, and he weeded that garden, and he watered that garden, and we have to keep the weeds out. You know, you water the seed with the Word. You got to water that seed with the Word. And this last one, keep the weeds out, I use Genesis 2:15 that says, and the Lord God took the man, put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the word keep there in the Hebrew means to put a hedge of thorns around it, to watch over it, to guard it and protect it and to safeguard it.
Amen.
So that's what we have to do with our garden. We have a garden. We've got a garden. We've got a spiritual garden where we've sown seed into. We have to protect that garden. And weeds include, point three there, Gloria, weeds includes unforgiveness, bitterness, strife, anything to do with walking outside of love.
Praise God.
So we have to pull up the weeds with the words of our mouths and cast them out of that garden, keep that garden clear so that the harvest can come. And I'll read a quote from Brother Copeland here down at the point number five. He said, from our Faith to Faith book, he said, you're going to have to weed your own crop yourself.
That's good.
So get tough about it. When a little weed pops up, kill it.
Dump it.
Dump it. Don't hang on to it even for a moment. Pull it up by its roots. Spray it with the Word of God.
We've got 2 minutes. Can I add something?
You go right ahead.
The Scripture says about faith, for us to believe, we receive when we pray. And the word, most of you already know, but the word receive in Greek means take.
Yep.
So when we pray, we just don't go in and beg and beg and beg and beg. We believe we receive whatever we're asking for. If I'm believing for a home, I ask for that home. I believe I received it when I prayed, and from that time on, I consider it my home. I believe. I thank God. I don't pray it over and over and over. I thank God for the new home. I thank God for
the new home, or the new car, or the
healing. I thank God that I'm healed. I am healed.
God,
I'm not moved by
God.
Anything else. That's
thank
the way
you,
faith operates in a nutshell. And it works.
And it works.
I mean, that's how we've gotten by all
that's
these years.
That's absolutely right, Gloria. And I see here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I see the harvest that you guys have reaped. But
praise
I'm telling
God.
You something. You have a whole staff behind you.
Yes,
both here in the U.S. and in all of our international offices, that we have all gotten our combines together.
We are in faith.
And we are out there in the field with you
Amen.
And Kenneth. And I'm telling you, there are partners out there right now.
That's
you
right.
partners, you get on board with this.
Yes,
you
Amen.
Call in the harvest for yep. Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Let's get this job done. Let's get done what needs to be done so that Jesus can come and we can go on to heaven with
yes,
him.
Amen.
But let's call in the harvest.
And call in your own harvest. Don't
in
and
Jesus
be bold
name.
About
That's
it.
That's right. Be bold about it.
Glory to
Woo-hoo.
God. Pastor George and I are already having a good time here. I mean, we like the Word
mm-hmm.
of God. Welcome,
yes,
Pastor.
Yes, thank you, Gloria. I so appreciate your love for the Word of God.
I so enjoy
you are,
it.
You are one of the hungriest people that I've ever
That's
met
right.
for God's
That's
Word.
That's right. There's no cure for it. You just keep, the more
That's
you know,
right.
the more you want to know.
That's right. And we have much more that we're going to bring to the people about how to reap their harvest.
This is good.
Oh, my goodness. You got me stirred up back at the board meeting this year when you were sitting there at the other end of the table. Gloria had her pen and her notebook, and I was talking to the board about reaping our harvest and how we have seed. Kenneth Copeland Ministries seed is all over the place.
That's right.
And I was just showing them a list of where we have sown seed over the last year. And I saw you look down at your paper and you started to write something. I thought, what is she writing? What is she writing? Well, here in a few moments, I saw you sit back up like this and you said, I have something to say.
You have to wait your turn in this.
You really do.
Be patient.
I have something to say. And you looked down at your page and you said, we need to get real aggressive about reaping our harvest.
That's right.
And I
wasn't just talking about the board and the ministry,
right.
although I meant that too. But I'm talking about you and me and individuals.
Everybody, all of us.
Everybody that's sown.
All of us.
Yes.
Well, I took that. You know, I spend a lot of time with Kenneth and Gloria. We have meetings together. We visit with each other. We're together as family. But over the years, I've trained my ear to listen very closely to them because a word from the Lord will pop out. And you just
true.
Have to be paying attention to catch that word. And I did not miss that word that you said, get aggressive.
Yeah.
I took that actually, and I mean this in a complimentary way. You always wonder what's going to be said after that. But I mean this in a, I've been working for her for 41 years.
That's a long time.
So I'm used to taking
you
orders.
You must have started when I was two.
It was a long time ago. But I've taken orders from you. George, do this. You'll call me on the phone. I'm not talking about all of these 40 years. You'll call me on the telephone. George, I want you to do this. George, I want you to do this.
George well, always did it.
And so I obeyed that. But when I hear you say something like you said, I listen very carefully. You learn working here, you do not underestimate the words this woman speaks because they carry a lot.
That.
They carry a lot of weight to
Praise
them.
Praise God.
So I do that and I listen to that word. And then you called me a few days later and you were talking about somebody who was a partner who was sending us a gift and you were excited about it. And you said, George, that's our harvest. And I thought, boy, there she goes again. She's talking about getting aggressive about this harvest. And that's when you told me, you said to me, don't give up on your seed. Don't
that's
ever
right.
give up on your seed.
That's right.
Because there may be things that you sowed years ago that you have not reaped the harvest on. We have never
right.
stopped believing God for the harvest on the 22 airplanes that have been sowed from this ministry. We haven't stopped. We're calling that in.
Amen.
And we haven't underestimated the thousands of dollars on top of that have been sown into other ministries' aircraft, that we have sown into other ministers, flying ministers, different
mm-hmm.
places. Gloria, there's a huge
We've got a lot of
airplane,
now.
Aircraft harvest out there that we are
that
calling
true.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
So I took that word, those two words that you gave, don't give up on your seed and get aggressive about your harvest. And really, the idea of doing this together on this broadcast came from those
Praise
two
God.
Little words that you gave.
Praise
because
God.
I was praying about what to do on this broadcast with you, and I had a number of different ideas, but I want the Lord's will. I
Amen.
Want the Lord's
Me
plan.
Too.
And boy, when you said that, I locked into it. And I thought, that's what we're going to do.
That is very
we need
important.
To go through this together. So we've talked about a number of things. Reaping is our responsibility.
That's right.
As you have said, we've gotten good at sowing, but we need to get better at reaping. And that's what this is all about. That's what these 2 weeks of broadcasts are all about, is teaching us.
We can't leave our crop in the ground.
No, we can't.
Or on the tree.
No, we can't. We can't leave it sitting out there. There has to be a time when we harvest. And so this teaching that I have today, and all of these teachings are available to you, kcm.org. Click to the picture of Glory and me, and it'll take you right to the outlines, all of the outlines, the almost 300 outlines that we have available on prosperity.
Awesome.
This, what we're talking about today, Gloria, this outline actually came from a tape, I'll say a tape because that's where I first heard it, from Keith Moore. And Keith Moore has a wonderful series that I would recommend that you go to his website and you can download that. All of his materials are free. He sows them too. And it's called Rules of Reaping. Look at Rules of Reaping. And you'll find this is about the third or fourth message that he preaches, this particular outline. And I sat down one day, Gloria, as I was preparing this, and I just outlined what he preached. And what he preached may have taken only probably 20 minutes. This particular teaching may have taken only 20 minutes, but I got so much out of it.
Praise God.
And so let me take us through this.
Dude,
we're talking about what every good harvester must know. And this first one here, every good harvester knows when to reap.
Yeah, that's right.
You know when to reap. Pop, your grandfather, precious man, with his peach orchards, he knew when to reap. He knew when it was harvest time, didn't he?
He
knew because, like I talked to you the other day, he would not come in and make an announcement to everyone, it's harvest time. No, Pop would get on the phone and he'd start calling the harvesters.
Come in, it's time.
You know, those harvesters, you really could look at them like the harvesting angels.
Mm-hmm. They harvested the fruit.
They harvested the fruit. And every good harvester knows when to reap. In John 4:35, I have it here, Gloria, in point one on the Message translation. It says, as you look around now, wouldn't you say that in about 4 months it'll be time to harvest? Jesus said, well, I'm telling you to open your eyes and take a good look at what's right in front of you. These Samaritan fields are ripe. It's harvest time. And I'll go so far as to say for many, many, many who are watching us right now, partners who are sowers into this ministry, you've got harvest out there right now. Get out there in the field and reap the harvest. Mm-hmm. So it's time. It's time, Gloria. It's time to reap the harvest. And so the Holy Spirit will show us when that harvest is ripe. And joy is a major indicator. I thought that was interesting. Joy is a major indicator because Isaiah 9:3 in the Living Bible says, for Israel will again be great, filled with joy like that of reapers when the harvest time has come.
That's a time of joy.
Now, I've got to tell you something, Gloria. I'm excited. I stay pretty much excited all the time.
I can tell that, George.
I am.
I like that.
I'm excited, and I know what's going on the inside because I know there's massive harvest out there. It's massive harvest time. And I'm excited about that harvest. It's like the other day you called me and you told me about a woman who was giving a gift to the ministry. You said, George, I am so excited. I am so thrilled. And then you said, George, that's our harvest. Well, I immediately thought about that scripture in Isaiah 9:3, to be filled with joy like that of the reapers when the harvest time comes.
Amen.
And you locked into that. You said, George, that's our harvest. Well, obviously, you've done some sowing. It's harvest time.
Yes, it is.
It's harvest time.
Amen.
And so we must exercise patience until that harvest is ready and it's ready to come in. We have to keep speaking the word. We have to keep acting on the word.
Yeah.
We have to keep watering the seed with the word of God.
Not saying anything different than
Not saying anything different.
It's ours.
That's right.
It's now. And
it
you
belongs
said
to us now.
On this, you said the closer the harvest, the more excited you become. That's the truth.
It is.
Faith gets you excited.
Faith will get you excited
about
it. And you spend that time just praising God like we talked about. Yesterday, we talked about having an expectation for that harvest and not giving up on our seed.
Yeah, that's right.
And we talked about praising God and worshiping God and keeping the weeds out of our garden. You just continually do that. And really, the bottom line is you don't get weary in well-doing.
That's right. I was thinking about something. I don't see it right here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about if you're a sower and you've gotten discouraged, that's like digging up your seed, especially if you say, I don't think it's working. It's not working for me. If you feel or you're aware of discouragement trying to come on you, rebuke it and say what you believe from the Word of God. Don't say, whether it's healing or money or whatever, don't say it's not working.
Yeah.
You believe God for your healing. If you have symptom, still believe God for your healing. You're not moved by anything else. If you're believing for money, you still hang in there on whatever amounts you believe for.
Don't quit.
You don't quit. Now, that's one thing we've learned about receiving by faith. You cannot afford to quit.
That's right. And, over these, at least my 40 years that I've been here, you've been with this ministry for the 50...
About 100 years.
About 100 years, 50 years. But something? What I've seen take place, Gloria, over the years, you can get better and better at handling situations that potential discouragement.
You should be increasing in your stability.
Yes, exactly.
All the time.
Exactly.
Don't let things move you. We've had some big deals. We've had some... I guess before we've probably had $1 million media bill that we didn't have dollars to pay for.
Well, we were up to $6 million at one time. We were behind.
But we didn't quit.
We didn't give up.
We stayed with our faith.
And there's something about, Kenneth said it this way one time. There's something about a critter that won't give up.
That's right.
There's something about a critter that won't quit. And you got to be a critter that just won't quit. And no matter what you're facing today or no matter what's going on in your life today, you need to get your faith and jump right in the middle of that thing and say, I'm not giving up.
That's
I'm not
right.
quitting. I am. And what you have to do is take Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 amplified. That's your scripture. And it says, let us not lose heart, grow weary and faint in doing nobly and doing right.
Amen.
For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint.
That was Galatians 6 what?
That's Galatians 6, 8 in the Amplified Translation. Galatians 6, 8. So we can't give up.
A critter that won't quit. That's what you are, George.
I'm a critter that won't quit. I will not give up.
I am a critter that won't quit.
And what I was saying was over the years, I think, Gloria, we have developed in our faith where those situations are concerned to where when something starts to rise up where lack is concerned, we lay hold of that right away. We do not let that.
We remember like David. We remember when he came up against the giant.
Yes,
and
he remembered
the lion the bear.
He did. Gloria, that's it, right? That's the scripture right there.
And he zapped that giant right in the head.
That's the scripture right there that we can stand on for our past and what we've been through here. He remembered the lion. He remembered the bear. And then he said, this Philistine is nothing.
He's bred for us.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
That
got me so thrilled.
Me too.
Praise God. Well, a good harvester knows when to reap. A good harvester knows where to reap. This is interesting.
Yes.
In Genesis 26:12 in the Message translation, Isaac planted crops in that land. Now, what land was that? That was the land. There was famine there. There was famine there. And he was going to leave and go to Egypt. And the Lord said, no, you stay. You stay in this land. Well, you might think, Lord, the land is dried up. There's a famine. No, you sow. Your harvest is in this land.
Yeah.
And I'm so thankful that Isaac...
And it could be, George, very well could be, that if he'd have left the land, there'd have been no healing of the famine.
Well, there you go.
Because it takes a man of God, a man of faith.
That's it right there.
To live and to have success when things are against you in the natural. I believe that's right.
But you know something? Isaac was not, he was not affected by the famine. Mm-mm. He was not touched by the famine. But he planted And
he was blessed.
Said he reaped a hundredfold in that same time.
In the famine.
In the famine.
Was that right?
It was in the famine. It was in the famine that he reaped a hundredfold return, where at that part of Israel in Gerar, 30 to 50-fold was considered good. But now we're talking about a famine condition. He had a supernatural harvest.
What if he had said, well, you know, there's no such thing as reaping in a famine. That's what a famine is. And he'd have just sat down on his with his cane and done nothing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
He'd have failed.
That's exactly right.
They'd have gone hungry.
So Isaac planted crops in that land and took in a huge harvest.
Huge harvest.
Huge.
In the time of famine.
In the time of famine.
See, that's what God, acting on God's word and believing Him will do. And the blessings, what the blessing
that's
will
right.
do in your life.
That's right.
Glory.
The man got richer and richer by the day until he was very wealthy.
So we know by that scripture that there's nothing wrong with being rich.
There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong with being wealthy.
That's right. That's
in fact,
right.
That's the outcome of the blessing.
It truly
that's
is.
That's what the blessing
it
will
truly
do
is.
In
it's
your
the
life.
Result. It's the result
yes,
of the blessing.
That's good.
And that's exactly right, Gloria. And the Lord will show you where your harvest is located. You know, Peter nearly missed his harvest. I was reading about this. Peter sowed his boat to Jesus to allow him to preach.
Yes, he did.
And Jesus told him to let down the nets.
Somebody says.
For his harvest, nets. And Peter let down his net.
Mm-hmm.
But he reaped nonetheless. He had to have help from his partners that came up alongside, and they were helping him reap the harvest of what Jesus sowed. And this is what Keith said. Keith said, the Lord will show you where your harvest is located. This is interesting.
Yes,
he said
yes.
It'll come in opportunities. It'll come with expansion, projects, new jobs. I believe that there are partners out there right now that you sow into this ministry and you have businesses. And I believe that part of the harvest of our partners is the expansion of their business. The Lord is bringing to you more clients.
Yes.
The Lord is covering you up in business.
Get in agreement with Him.
Get in agreement with Him. And you know what? That's your harvest.
That's right.
That's your harvest. To be able to practice at this, you do the same thing that Gloria did with me the other day when we were on the phone and the lady called you and said, I'm sending you such and such. You called me, you were excited, and you said, George, that's our harvest. Well, you were acknowledging the fact that you saw the source of that as being the harvest.
That's right.
Well, we have to do that, each and every one of us. Every time it happens, say, that's my harvest.
That's my harvest.
That's my harvest.
That's
whatever
it
is.
Blessings working.
There are new jobs for you, and that's part of your harvest.
Yes, amen.
New jobs where people need you. They need your help. They need you there in the same way that God needed Isaac in that famine to change it.
Yeah.
There are jobs where God needs you to turn around the business.
And I believe in that job will be what we call opportunity.
There'll be opportunities there.
Yes, amen.
There will be opportunities.
Oh, we should always be expecting that, George, in
we
our
should.
Lives.
We must.
We don't have to be destitute to believe for
no,
great
ma'am.
Opportunities.
No. Uh-uh. No, I believe for that all the time.
Amen.
I believe for great opportunities all the time to be able to whatever the Lord
increase,
has out there. Increase.
Do whatever we're called
increase,
to do.
Meet people. The Lord has me meeting people that I never thought I would meet before. In places that I never thought I would meet them before.
Yes.
Opportunities. The Lord is opening opportunities to you right now. That's part of your harvest.
Praise God.
We must get a mature biblical view of what harvest is all about. What it's all about.
That's right.
You know, I was just talking to you a little while ago about this network in Nigeria that has had the daily broadcast on. I did not know
it
until today.
I didn't know.
But we've been on the air on that network for 14 years.
That we didn't know. They put us on there. Hallelujah.
That's a harvest.
I believe they receive a hundredfold return.
That's
that.
A harvest. And Gloria, I think about the BVOVN, the network that we're on. And we sow all of that airtime.
That's
to Jesse
harvest.
And to Jerry and to Andrew Womack and to Creflo
Dollar,
everybody that's on there. That's sown. And I'm thinking right now about the fact that we've been reaping harvest on that for 14 years. We've been reaping a harvest because there's a network in Africa that put us on with no charge.
That's right.
So now we just continue to reap the harvest. That's an opportunity. So all that
listen
to say.
Listen to this, George. Mm. You can live in the harvest.
Stop the presses.
You can live on the harvest and you can live in harvest.
You can say it again.
You can live on the harvest and you can live in the harvest. That's the blessing of God. Hallelujah.
I'm living in a constant state.
Come preach to me more often.
Oh, I'm telling you, Gloria, I just got this. Ooh, I got chills. There's a scripture that just jumped into my heart when you said that. We live on the harvest and we live in the harvest.
That's right.
We live in the harvest. I'm living in the harvest.
Yes,
I'm living in my harvest.
Yes.
And the harvest is so huge. Listen to this scripture, Gloria. This just came to me. This is Leviticus 26. And this is the way we should be living. And in verse 9 and 10, it says, I will have favor unto you, and I will make you fruitful and multiply you and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat the old store and bring forth the old because of the new. The NIV translation says, you will still be eating last year's harvest when you'll have to move it out to make room for more.
That is awesome.
I like
George.
This one, the New Living Testament. You'll have such a surplus of crops that you'll need to get rid of the leftovers from the previous year to make room for each new harvest. I'm living in the harvest.
That's awesome.
I'm living in the harvest, Gloria. You said it.
Glory to
you
God.
You said it. We're living
in the
on the
NIV,
harvest.
It said what? You will still be living.
You'll still be eating last year's harvest.
Eating.
You'll still be eating last year's harvest when you'll have to move it out and make room for more. It's harvest time. It's
Hallelujah.
Harvest time. 24 hours a day. It's harvest time.
Hallelujah.
And we take it. I take it. I'm living
too.
In the harvest.
Be bold.
I'm living
take
on the
it.
Harvest. Praise God, Gloria. That's
like
a word from the Lord. See, I got a word from the Lord from Gloria today.
I like it. I'm
Woo-hoo.
Taking it.
Wow.
Live in the harvest. Glory to God. We live in the harvest.
Oh, we live in the
harvest.
It's harvest
time all the time with the blessing of God.
Praise.
The blessing of God doesn't come in harvest cycles.
Mm-mm.
It comes all the time.
Every time
we'll open the door for it and do what it takes, we have harvest.
We have harvest.
It's more up to us than up to what God, because He said, you do it, I'll bless it.
We reap all of it.
Hallelujah. Pastor George Pearsons is back with us today on more good news about your finances and my finances and his finances.
That's right. That's right. Gloria, it's been so good to be on these broadcasts with you.
I've enjoyed it,
George. Enjoyed being here. And we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks how to reap your harvest. And it came from a word that Gloria gave during our board meeting. We need to get aggressive.
That's right.
We must get aggressive about reaping our harvest. A good harvester does not leave anything out in the field.
And again,
I refer to Pop in his peaches.
Pop.
Now,
my granddad.
Granddad. And when Pop would harvest peaches, he wouldn't leave any out there, would he? Would he leave any peach on the...
Not unless they were rotten.
Well, there you go. Well, we're the same way.
He'd have people come in, truckloads, and they'd go pick all those peaches. And boy, were they good peaches, tree ripe peaches, my word.
You sit here making me hungry.
Me too.
So anyway, Pop would not leave any peaches on the trees. Well, we don't leave any harvest in the field.
No.
God wants us to harvest it all. And in the last 2 days of these broadcasts that we're doing this week, we're going to be talking about now the specifics about how to reap your harvest.
Hallelujah.
How to reap your harvest.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at here, Gloria, Mark chapter 4.
Okay.
If you want to turn over there with me,
we can do this together.
Mark chapter 4, and we're talking about how to actually reap that harvest.
You mean this one?
You got that one filled up.
You ought to have the camera take a check on this page right here.
Look at that. I think that's great. We ought to do a Bible series of yours, like a special Gloria Copeland.
I just wish I could read all of it. I can read most of it.
Most of it. Well, we're talking about how do we do this. And if you look at Mark chapter 4 and verse 26, it says, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." So that is a description there of an actual harvesting that takes place. Mm-hmm. I was listening to, and part of this outline, Gloria, comes from a teaching that Jerry Savelle did called Calling Your Harvest. This one today and also tomorrow, I got some information from him. And you can go to Jerry Savelle's website and order that series of his. It's excellent. Calling Your Harvest. And I just so enjoy, I enjoy studying after different preachers about the revelation that they get from a particular study. And so one of the things that Jerry Savelle talked about in this scripture, he said immediately he puts in the sickle. And Jerry camped on that word sickle.
Show me where you are.
Just a moment. I'm over, let's see, right there.
Okay.
And so Jerry started talking about a sickle. And he said, "What is a sickle?" And a sickle, I remember when I was growing up, and this would be in the...
It's not a popsicle, George. It's
not a popsicle.
Okay.
But when I was growing, you're making me hungry again. When I was growing up, and this would have been the late 50s, early 60s, my grandfather had a sickle.
Ooh,
and we had,
this kind?
He had about 15 acres of land. And I remember him going out, and sometimes when the grass would grow too tall and you couldn't get a lawnmower through it, I mean, it was pretty thick, he would come out and he would take the sickle. And I remember it had a handle down here and a handle up here, and it was shaped like this. And he would take that sickle and he would start mowing down that grass. And he kept that sickle pretty sharp, mm-hmm. the edge of it. I don't know if you remember, Pop, I don't know if your grandfather used anything like that or...
He probably did, but I don't remember it.
But that sickle, I remember that.
He never made me use it.
He never let you use it. Well, my grandfather didn't let me use mine either. But Jerry said this, "A sickle is a sharp instrument used for cutting crops during harvest."
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's interesting here how we begin to put this together.
Like a wheat field.
Like a wheat field or something like that. And you've seen pictures of people like that harvesting with the sickle. Well, Jerry said, our sickle is the word of God coming out of our mouths.
That's exactly right.
This is a sickle. The words that come out of our mouth. This is a sickle.
That's our harvest.
That's exactly
Woo.
Right. And Hebrews 4:12 in the New Living, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, mm-hmm. between joint and marrow." And this in Isaiah 49:2, it says, "He has made my mouth like a sharp sword."
Boy, is that right. That is good, isn't it? That tells you what happens.
That's exactly what
it
happens.
Takes.
And in the spirit, when you begin mm-hmm. to call in your harvest, the words of your mouths, which we use our words of faith, we release faith with our words. That's what we do. Our words are so important.
Yeah.
Even, you know, talking about the words and how important they are, I was talking to one of the folks before we came back here on the set together. And he looked at me, he says, you need to remember something. He said, what you have today is a result of what you said yesterday.
That's right.
And I stood there and I said, that's harvest. That's harvest. So our words, the word of mm-hmm. God is powerful.
Yes.
It's powerful. And the words that we speak in faith out of our mouths, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. So that harvest is reaped with the words of our mouths.
So our words dictate our tomorrow. The words we speak today.
The words we speak today dictate
what we have tomorrow.
Or you could say it this way: the words that we speak today dictate tomorrow's harvest.
That's right. That's a good way to say
Because when you're speaking, you're sowing. Yeah. The sower sows.
Now, I need to write that down. When you're speaking, do you have that written down
No,
here?
I don't, but I'm
That's
sure
good.
It's, we've got it
when
over here.
When you're speaking.
When you're speaking.
You're what did I say?
What did she say? You're sowing. When you're speaking, you're sowing.
That's exactly right.
Okay. When you're speaking, you're sowing.
Yeah. You know, we had to get a grip on what we said in order to prosper like we wanted to.
You really did.
We started out without anything. If we'd have kept saying, we don't have anything, we're never going to get anything, we would be destitute today.
That's right.
If you want to be destitute, that's the way to do it.
You had to change your words.
Yeah.
And the revelation of the fact that our words are seeds. The sower sows the word.
That's right.
So our words,
that's the
word
the
of God
is
seed. And we harvest those seeds with the same instrument that we sow with because our words are powerful and active. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
That's right.
And you can have the fruit thereof. You can reap the fruit thereof of the things that you speak.
Now, Pete, somebody might be listening and think, well, how can you ever say the right words and not say the wrong words? You can.
Mm-hmm.
If you want it bad, if you want the blessing bad enough, if you want healing bad enough, if you want prosperity
enough, that's right.
If you want peace in your family and your children bad enough, you can say the right words.
That's it.
Based on the Word of God.
Yep. Well, you all did the same thing. You were married in 1962.
Yeah.
And later that year, you were born again. Mm-hmm. But it took a time of renewing your minds. And really, a few years until you heard Brother Hagin speak and teach on, you can have what you say. Mm-hmm. And that was a revelation to you, wasn't it?
We learned faith from him.
Yeah.
Learned how to.
And that was to know that your words have that much effect. Well, our words not only have an effect on what we sow in our lives, but they also affect what we reap.
That's right.
The things that we reap. Yeah. If you're going to continually say, the kids always get sick by the time we get to vacation, then you're sowing those seeds towards that harvest. And that's a harvest that eventually people are going to reap. They don't connect the dots, Gloria. They don't connect the dots between...
Well, it doesn't happen always instantly. Sometimes it does.
Right. Sometimes
it
does.
You know, we were in that car wreck way, way back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And a car pulled out in front of us. John was little. He was on a pillow in the front seat. Kelly was little. And if I'm not mistaken, we had said just, you know, in the last hour or two, something happened to the car. And we said, this car is coming all to pieces.
Oh, Gloria.
I don't remember exact details. I think I'm telling it right.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm telling you, we hit a car hit us and it came all to pieces and it was just the grace of God. That the children lived, we lived through it.
Oh, my goodness.
Kelly was little. John was little. John was on a pillow in the twin seats. It's before car seats. You know, that was way, way back in the dark ages.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was 1966.
But those kind of things, they work bad.
They
work bad or they work good.
Well, what you did, and here's...
So you have to be careful.
You said that this car is, what did you say, coming to...
Coming all to pieces.
Coming all
Something
to pieces.
On the car happened.
It's coming all to pieces. And that was a seed that was sown. And the harvest was the accident.
Yeah.
That was the result of it.
That's right.
And it was the grace of God. It was the mercy of God
mercy,
that you were not
mercy.
You were not destroyed in that.
We were just starting, so we weren't responsible for a whole lot of revelation. Which was good.
I was thinking about something the other day. I was reading an article about John F. Kennedy. And he would say, during his presidency, he would talk about being shot. He would say, and there was an actual quote from him in this article
what
that said,
that?
It said that he's talking about the open covered limousine.
Yeah.
And he said, he kept saying it over and over again. He said that would be a clear shot.
He probably had a witness about it.
You're right.
And ignored it.
And ignored
because
it. Didn't know.
That's not what presidents do. They do this way.
Yeah, and he ignored.
I never heard that.
He ignored that, and he said it a number of times, and then he also alluded to that about coming to Dallas. See, there's a connection. That was a harvest of words that were sown. So that's it. Really, is a strong warning to each one of us that our lives are really directed by the words that we speak. This is a word-operated system
that
we're living in.
And to me, I see it like our words give Satan permission, or our words give God permission.
That's right.
We speak positive words of faith, we open the door for the blessing.
Yep.
We speak unbelief and bad things and fear things.
Yes.
And we open the door to the devil.
So our mouths are the instrument with which the words that we speak, the seeds come out of our mouths for the destiny of our lives. And our mouths are also, we keep feeding that and feeding it and feeding it and feeding it until such time as that harvest begins to, it shows.
And we've walked it out. I mean, we you know, we were negative just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And we speak things that we didn't want to come to pass because we didn't know any better. So it was like, devil, come on, have a heyday here.
Right.
But when we begin to find out in Mark 11 that you can have what you say, we did a really fast,
you
abrupt
did turn,
change
you,
in the
you
words
did.
That we said.
Yep.
But we didn't know that until then, until we heard Brother Hagin preach it.
When you just said that about Mark 11, 23, the power of our words, verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. That's harvest.
Now you think about
it.
Somebody that doesn't know the word, they're in unbelief, and so things are not going to be going well with them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not doing what it takes to come out and be blessed. So they're going to say what they have, which is what we did till we learned better.
Mm-hmm.
And so you say what you have, and you just get more of it. But when you find out your words have power, like Mark 11 says, that's your words, they have power, you say them in faith, and it manifests.
That's right.
You change. You change.
The words that we speak become the combines with which we reap the harvest of what we're believing for. And there's a scripture in point B of your outline there that I wanted to show you. Isaiah 41:15. It says, behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge. Now, the King
Praise
James
God.
Says instrument with sharp teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You shall thresh the mountains and beat them small and make them the hills like chaff.
Yeah.
I looked up, Gloria, the word teeth in the Hebrew, and it is the word mouths.
Where is it? Which
mouth.
One now?
That's point two
teeth.
There.
Oh, teeth.
Yeah,
okay,
teeth.
Okay, it's mouth.
So it's talking, yeah,
sharp
it means mouths. So you should, behold, I'll make you a new threshing instrument with sharp teeth, or you could say mouths.
Wow.
Our mouths and the words that we speak are the instruments with which we harvest, reap the harvest that is out there. Mm-hmm. We call in the harvest.
And what's interesting, one of the things interesting about that is unless you learn better, and you learn, if I want good things to come to pass, I have to talk good things.
That's right.
And not bad things. Unless you have come to the place in the Word or somebody's taught you that you can have what you say, which is what Brother Hagin taught us.
Yeah.
People talk negative. It's just, why? Because this is the world is negative. It's a negative stream that runs through everything.
Exactly.
Until it's changed by the Word of God.
Exactly.
Into something positive, into the blessing.
You start saying things like, well, that'll never work out, or that'll never happen, or we'll
never
get it.
They'll never make it.
They'll never
make it.
We'll
never make it.
You're not going to make it.
Yeah.
Those are seeds that lodge down into that soil, and it works on the positive side.
That's right.
It works on the negative side.
That's right.
And we have to take control of that and operate on the positive side, sow good seeds into the ground.
That's right. What you want to come to pass.
What you want, exactly. Exactly. You know, it's like the farmer. My grandfather did this. I was always impressed with this. He was a farmer, or he had a garden, and he would have these different tomato plants or cucumber or different things that he would grow, but he would take the bag with the seeds, he'd take the bag, put it on a stick, and stick it in the ground right along the area where he was growing, like the tomatoes or whatever it is. And it would be the seed bag with the tomato picture on it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's what he was expecting.
He planted tomato seeds.
Expecting the tomatoes.
Now, here's where the tomatoes are. That's what he was showing.
He was identifying the spot with the sign.
Yeah.
And we people don't realize. And I did years ago. This was probably 1976, the first year that I worked here. I was working on the magazine. I came in as the first in-house artist.
I remember, George.
And I was working on the magazine, and I did a little cartoon because in the magazine,
you were the only Yankee on staff.
I was the only one. But you know, I have changed the way I speak.
You've adapted very well.
I have adapted very well.
I'm proud of you.
I can say fixin' and y'all.
Y'all.
And it just rolls out without me thinking about it. But I drew a cartoon in the magazine. And it was alongside of an article that Kenneth wrote about the power of your words. And on this cartoon, I had a farmer on one side, and then the same scene on the other side. And on one side, I had this farmer, and he had the rows where he was planting seed, and he had the little signs, and the signs said tomatoes, cucumbers, and so forth. On the other side of the frame, it was the same farmer, he's sowing seeds, but it had healing, prosperity,
good,
deliverance, freedom from fear.
I'm sorry, I forgot that.
Trying to get across the point that the words that we speak are seeds, and we harvest with the same instrument with which we sow the seed.
That's right. That's right.
So to reap the harvest, then, our words of faith cut down the crops and bring in the harvest.
Amen.
So if you look at your third page, let's take a look at this. You have to command your harvest to come to you. And that's Romans 4:17.
Yeah.
And I'll turn to it here really quickly. Romans 4:17 talks about, okay, it says here in Romans 4:17, talking about Abraham, he says, as it is written, I've made thee the father of many nations, like him whom he believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calls those things which be not as though they were. We call those things which be not as though they were. And I looked up the word call in the Greek.
What does it mean?
It means to summons.
Oh, I like that.
It means to summons, and it means to command to appear.
Yeah.
To command to appear.
command to appear those things. Well,
exactly.
Now we know to do that.
Now we know to do
we
that.
We do it on purpose.
Yep.
We command the money to come. We command the healing to come. Command those things which be not as though they were.
That's
which
it.
We should say which we see not as
we
though they were.
We see not as though they were. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's what we do.
So how do we do this? We command our harvest, or we call those things that be not as though they were. We summons our harvest, or if you will, you go out into the field, and with the words of your mouth, you harvest that and you bring it in.
Yeah.
And every day, Gloria, where Terry and I are concerned personally, where the staff is concerned, and even with this ministry is concerned, I call in the harvest.
That's right.
People might think that's the strangest thing in the world to do, but that's the way it works.
Well, let's think about it. Now, the word is the seed. And when you say the word, when you say something that the word's going to manifest in your life, you're planting. And then you're reaping. You're calling it in. You've planted it, and then you call it in.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it works.
That's the way it
works. We plant and we reap.
That's it.
We sow and we reap. We sow and we reap. Now, if we don't know better, natural people don't do that by nature.
Right. Right,
I mean, we had to learn it from the Word and change our words to agree with what God said. We didn't know that by nature. We were negative like other people were.
Yes.
That's just the way you are. You just are negative without the power of God and the light of God's Word. But when we saw the Word, we changed what we said. We commanded the money to come.
You sure did.
We got ready to build a house. We commanded the money to come.
Yep.
And it didn't come in 4 days, but it came. maybe, I don't remember now how much, but it didn't take all that long.
Sure.
So whatever, that's a key. I like what you've given here. You call those things which be not as though they were.
Mm-hmm.
You don't call them, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
You say, we believe we received it, and we have it.
That's right.
And you've got call is summons, command to appear.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Command your harvest
command
to come.
Command our harvest to come.
Now, we talk to the harvest on our sowing, and we command.
Yes, ma'am.
You come. Harvest,
yes,
you come.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. We believe we receive our harvest. Send out the harvesting angels.
Harvesting angels are there
Glory
for us.
Glory to God.
And they bring in the harvest.
Pastor George has some more good things for you about prosperity. Of course, if you're not interested in prosperity, well, don't spend time here because we like to prosper.
That's right.
And we like to increase. And we believe it's the will of God for us to be blessed.
It is the will of God
Hallelujah.
For us to be blessed. And Gloria, thank you once again for inviting me to be with you
it's been an honor.
These 10 days of prosperity that we're talking about, the harvest. And I so enjoy it. I so enjoy being with you.
You always minister to me.
The revelation that you come out with, I tell people, I say, I can't wait to get on the set with Gloria to hear what she's going to say. And to see what kind of gloryisms were going to come out. Terry was talking about it to somebody the other day. She said, we need to make a book on Gloria's sayings. I think that would make a great book, your quotes.
I appreciate the encouragement.
But we've been talking about harvesting, and all of the notes that we've been teaching on are now available on kcm.org. All you have to do is go to the website and click on the picture of Gloria and me, and it will take you to not just these notes that we've taught, but all of the, I believe this is our 300th broadcast. I'm not sure, but
George,
I think it is. It should be if it's not. And before we get into today's lesson, though, Gloria, I wanted to do this, and I'm just going to read through this. These are the titles that we have covered. If you have not been able to watch or you've not followed us on these broadcasts, you need to go back and you need to look at them again. And so here's what we've been teaching. During the first week, Glory, we taught on getting aggressive about reaping, that we need to get real aggressive. That's the word that you gave. Amen. To get aggressive about reaping.
Right.
On Tuesday,
the opposite of aggressive is passive.
Passive. Yeah, it can't be passive about
this.
It doesn't work. On Tuesday, last week we talked about not giving up on your seed.
Right.
On Wednesday, we spoke about reaping, which is the missing link. On Thursday, we spoke about the rules of reaping. Reaping is not automatic. Reaping is our responsibility, and reaping requires faith. On Friday last week, we spoke about tithing and reaping and how important it is to be a tither because the tithe protects the harvest.
That's right.
So if you go to the second page there, Gloria, we'll talk about this week. Monday, we talked about sowing and reaping and the fact that every seed is attached to a harvest.
I like that, George.
Tuesday, we spoke about maximizing our harvest. Jerry Savelle said, your harvest is determined by what you do while you're waiting for it.
I wrote on that Monday, every seed is attached to a harvest if you don't dig it up.
If you don't dig it up. That's right. I remember you saying that. That's perfect.
A good sower is generous and spirit-led, obedient and cheerful, and stays that way.
That's right.
All the way through
the harvest. That's true.
That's right.
That's absolutely true. That's what we do. All the way through the harvest.
Yeah.
Excellent. Then Wednesday, we talked about what every good harvester must know. A good harvester knows when and where to reap, and a good harvester knows to reap it all. He does not leave anything in the field.
That's right.
Don't leave anything out there. Yesterday, we talked about how to reap your harvest, and our threshing sickle is the word of God coming out of our mouths.
That's right.
So we call in the harvest by faith. And so today, Gloria, we're talking about, and if you want to go to your notes.
We call in the harvest by faith with words, with our words.
With our words.
That's right.
That's it. Our words.
Now, what do you want me to read?
Okay, we're going to go now to our outline right under there for today.
Okay.
And this is something I was sharing with Gloria before we went on the air. I was talking to her about the fact that as I was putting these 10 days together, I came to day 10. And I had several directions that I could go, but I said, Lord, show me something. Show me something that I have not seen before about the harvest, because there's always something that we've not seen about the Word of God. Well, the Lord led me to go online on YouTube, and I looked up Jerry Savelle's TV broadcast that he does, and he did a series called Call in Your Harvest. And he also has a series, a CD series on that as well. You can go to Jerry Savelle Ministries' website and you can get them through him. Well, I listened to what he said on that one broadcast, and Gloria, I went ahead and outlined that broadcast. So, Brother Jerry, thank you for today's lesson, because we're teaching what you taught about the harvest. And I'd never heard this before. I'd never heard about the cry of the harvest. So let's do this. I'm going to start with the book of James, and I'm going to read to you James chapter 5 and verses 1 through 4, and then we'll go back through this.
Okay.
It says, "Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. You have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of the Sabaoth." So,
or the Sabbath.
The Lord of the Sabbath. So here's what I did in point A is
you didn't give me the right page.
Well, I gave you, let's see. Yeah, I just didn't give you this whole scripture.
You just didn't want me to have all the good stuff.
I'll give it to you next time.
Okay, Lori, okay.
Sorry. Anyway, in point A, I did. Jerry gave a summary of that, and this is right here. In point A, Jerry gave a summary of James 5, what we just read. The harvest that belonged to them from every seed they sowed was being held back because of the adversary. That's what was happening, basically. The harvest that belongs to us from every seed we have sown has been held back by our adversary, keeping us back from the revelation and the knowledge of the fact that we have a harvest out there to reap.
That's right.
Jerry said, it's time to let out the cry of the harvest.
Praise God.
The cry of the harvest. And I thought, that is so interesting. So I wanted to read to you this verse 4 from James chapter 5. Behold, the hire, or the harvest of the laborers who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, cries. And the cries of them which have reaped the harvest are entered into the Lord of the Sabbath. And Jerry said there are two cries. The first cry is from the harvest crying out for its rightful owner. I had never thought about that before, Gloria.
No.
When we sow our seed, your seed, when we sow our seed, that harvest begins to cry out for its rightful owner.
Great.
It's crying out for the rightful owner. And
another word for harvest is the return.
The return. Oh, that's good.
Begins to cry out.
The return.
Let me go. Oh. Let me go. I've got to get to the right place.
Oh, that's it right there, Gloria.
Yeah,
you said it. You said it. It begins, the return, your return, your hundredfold return begins to cry out for us. I want my owner.
Yeah.
I want the one that sowed the seed. I'm looking for the one that belongs to me.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Again, we've talked for 2 weeks about Pops, your grandfather's peach orchards.
Oh, yeah.
And when those peaches were ready to be harvested, they were crying out.
They were crying out.
Pop! Pop!
Get people out here.
Get people out here to harvest us. Get us off the tree. Well, that's what your harvest is doing.
And if you didn't harvest them, they fell to the ground.
They fell to the ground. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
We don't want that to happen to our return.
We don't want that.
Mm-mm.
So there is an actual cry of the harvest.
I got that.
Your harvest is crying out for you right now. The seed that you have sown. And you remember, it was last week that we were talking about the fact that God never forgets a seed. He always remembers seeds. We talked about Cornelius and the seed and the angel that he was speaking to, and the angel said to him, the Lord has remembered your giving. So the Lord remembers our seed, and the harvest is crying out. That harvest is crying out for you. Now that's the first cry. And Jerry said the second cry is from people that the harvest rightfully belongs to. That's our cry. That's
Praise
our cry.
God.
And Jerry said, the moment you sow your seed, your harvest is crying out, looking for its rightful owner. I like that.
I like it too.
I like that. The moment you sow your seed, your harvest is crying out, looking for its rightful owner. And like you said just a moment ago, where are you? Where are you? I need my owner. I want my owner.
You know, I tell you, I can remember this. If the pickers didn't show up,
oh my,
they'd come in by the truckloads to pick the orchard.
Okay.
If the pickers don't show up, the peaches just rotted and fell to the ground.
So
How much return have we let rot and fall to the ground?
How much return is left out there? My goodness. Mm-mm-mm. My goodness. The harvest is crying out.
Yes, amen.
The harvest is crying out. And then Jerry said this, the moment you sow your seed, you should be crying out for your harvest.
Yes, I believe that.
You should be crying out for your harvest. And the cry of the harvest, Gloria, it's not a woeful,
no,
woe is me. It's the cry of faith.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm ready.
Pick me. Pick me. I'm ready. Come on. Come on. And the cry that we have is the cry of faith.
Praise God.
I call forth for the harvest in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I call for that harvest to come.
Yes.
Your harvest is crying out for you today.
Now, we've sowed. What we're talking about, most of us don't have orchards. We're talking about financial seed.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking about planting money, greenbacks.
Yep.
And having them come back.
That's exactly right.
Multiplied.
That's exactly right.
Over and above what we sowed.
Exactly. And that harvest, you think about it. You know, Brother Jerry did this. He was preaching on his television broadcast talking about this. He said, every once in a while, he'll do this. What is that? He's listening for the cry of the harvest. I thought that was so good.
Harvest,
he does
harvest.
That every so often. And he does that and people go, what's he doing? He'll just stand there and go like this.
They all start listening.
It's the cry. It is the cry of the harvest that is coming out of the fields that you have sown. And what now is necessary is the cry of the harvester, the cry of faith.
Amen.
Pulling that harvest
in. I want to read what you said here again.
Okay.
The moment you sow your seed,
yes,
your harvest is crying out,
looking
for its rightful owner. The moment you sow your seed,
you should be crying out
for your harvest.
Yep.
That's great, George.
These two
cries enter into the ears of the Lord of hosts, the armies, and the angels.
That's right.
But what if you said, instead of crying out for your harvest, you said, well, this doesn't work for me.
Then it's not working for
you.
It's working for you, but in the wrong direction.
It's going the wrong way.
It's in the wrong direction.
That's right.
Gloria,
that's so good, George. I like that.
And we'll finish up with this scripture over in Matthew.
Okay.
Matthew 18:18. This is so important as we finish up our teaching on this. What you and I are going to do is I'm going to lead the people in an actual cry of the harvest.
Okay.
Calling in the harvest.
And I'll say my part. Huh?
And you can say your part.
I'll be with the people.
You be with the people,
okay.
And I will lead this. And Gloria, I'm going to be saying this for us as a ministry.
Amen.
We have much harvest out there yet to be reaped.
Amen.
And one of the things that the Lord has
millions.
Put... Yes, millions. Millions are out there. I know that for those who are watching, you have harvest. There is harvest that is out there crying out for you that is ready to be reaped.
Just waiting on the word of faith.
Waiting on the word of faith. Mm-hmm. And this Matthew 18:18, okay. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And what you bind... what you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say unto you that if any two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which
Praise
is in
God.
Heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them.
Praise
well,
God.
First of all, we are gathered together in the name of Jesus. Glory and I are here at this table, and we are gathered together with you to be in agreement with you over the calling in of your harvest.
Yeah.
And what we do, and I like this, I forgot to read this, but Brother Savelle was defining what the word cry means. It's over there on your point C, number two. Mm-hmm. Crying out for the harvest, it does not mean to whine or to act pitiful. It means to proclaim with vehemence.
Everybody's done that.
But this cry means to proclaim with vehemence. It means to demand immediate action with aggressive force and with great passion.
Praise God.
And that's what we're doing. That is what we're doing. So here's what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to call in our harvest right now. Gloria, we've got lots out there in the field that need to be called in. So do you.
Yeah.
And so I want us to do that together. Yeah. And I'll lead you through it. And I'll take you, we are going to bind some things on earth. We are going to loose some things on earth where this is concerned. So, Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus right now.
Thank you for the harvest.
And Gloria and I demonstrate how to call in the harvest. Our harvest is crying for us, and now it is our time to reap the harvest.
Praise God.
Now say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I stand in faith. Believing my seed has worked. It is producing a bumper crop. There is great harvest out there. In the name of Jesus. Harvest, you come to me. Come now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I reap all my harvest.
By faith.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
I bind you now. Release my harvest. You have no part in it. I take authority over you. In Jesus' name. Now, here's what we're going to do, Gloria. We're going to talk to the angels. We are going to speak to the harvesting angels.
Okay.
Say this after me. Angels.
Angels.
Harvesting angels. I send you forth.
Into the fields right now.
Into the orchards right now. I send the harvesting angels out there. Gather up our harvest. And bring it to us. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we give you thanksgiving for that and praise and honor that we reap all of our harvest. Oh, God, we thank you and honor you and praise
you for the
massive harvest that is
praise
coming in.
God.
The massive harvest that is coming into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. The massive harvest that is coming into
praise
the partners
God.
Of our ministry.
Yes.
The massive
bless
harvest that is coming to us coming to us personally.
Praise
and Lord,
God.
All of the churches, all of the pastors,
yes,
pastors,
blessed,
you need to proclaim
harvest,
this.
Harvest.
You need to do this. Your congregation is sowing seed every week. You need
that's
to call
right.
in the harvest of that congregation.
It's harvest time.
It's harvest time in Jesus'
Glory
name.
To God.
It's harvest time. And Gloria, this is what I do.
In harvest time in the peach orchards back there when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
During harvest time, I'm telling you, things got moving. Trucks came in and they got those truckloads.
Trucks
of pickers came in and they picked the harvest.
They took
it to the shed and they got it ready to go to the market.
Oh, praise God.
And I mean, it was activity.
Wow.
George.
That's what
Glory
the Bible calls the joy of harvest.
That's right.
The joy
That's
of
right.
harvest. You would witness it when they would do that. And it was all hands on deck.
Yep.
There was an excitement. And there's an excitement in me right now about you reaping your harvest. Gloria, I believe that our
Amen.
Partners, our friends, those who support this ministry, those that are watching, I believe there's increase happening in your life right now.
Praise God.
We are experiencing supernatural increase according to the 115th Psalm.
Praise God.
God is increasing you more and more, you and your children. And Gloria, I'll tell you this, every Sunday in church, we bring the offering to the altar. We bring it to the
Praise
front.
Praise God.
And we That's begin good. To speak over that offering.
And you believe.
We believe. And I'm saying this, I'm charging pastors right now because I know that there are some churches that have actually cut the offering out of the service. They have a basket when you come in.
Oh, that's not the same. And where's the faith in that?
Where
you
is the faith?
You got to release faith. We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus, but we can die sick if we don't release faith for
That's
healing.
It right there.
And that's the same thing with
that's
prosperity.
Right
if you don't release faith for it, you're on your own.
And the Lord spoke to me to take the precious tithes and offerings of the people, and the men bring them up to the front in baskets.
That's good.
And I pray over it, and then we confess over it. And we confess our tithers' rights, that the windows of heaven are opened over us.
Amen.
The blessing is pouring out.
That's good.
We talk about being sowers and the fact that we have seed in the ground and we are furnished in abundance for every good work.
And
then we call,
donation.
Glory, we call in the harvest every week.
That's
every
good,
week we call
really
in the harvest.
Good.
We do the
you
same
ought to
thing.
You gotta start asking for testimonies of people.
And we do, we've got people that money is coming to them, cars are coming to them.
Praise
I had
God.
A word from the Lord a few weeks ago about the fact that we need to have a new car parking lot so that when our congregation members get their new cars, they go over to the...
A certain place for the new cars.
A certain place for the new cars so that they can show the works of God. And I had a congregation member send me a picture the other day. And in this picture, there were two cars. There was a Mercedes-Benz... No, there was a an Audi... I believe it was an Audi or a Mercedes-Benz. Anyway, there was a nice car sitting over here, and there was an Infiniti, a beautiful Infiniti sitting over here. And they said, Pastor, it's starting to work. Because these people are close friends. They're friends with each other.
Yeah.
And they both got,
they
brand,
both
new
got
cars.
Brand new cars.
Well, that's the word
harvest.
Of the Lord. That's harvest.
Glory.
That's harvest.
That's right.
So, Father, I just thank
praise
you and
God.
Praise you for the harvest
so grateful,
that is coming into all the people that are watching.
Yes.
We are living in harvest. These
praise
are
God.
Days of harvest.
Amen.
And we are the harvesters in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
So
glory.
Tithers get harvest.
That's right.
It's just the way it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, just do the best you can do. I believe it.
I believe it, too.
It's been working for us a long time, hasn't
That's
it,
right. It has been.
Glory
it has
to God.
Been glorious.
It's been a long time since we owed car payments.
That's right. That's right.
I remember when it started to pay for a car payment.
My.
Was a long time ago.
Gloria, I was walking through our house the other day.
Yeah.
Our debt-free
debt-free house.
And I was thanking God for
yes,
it. I thought about you. I was sitting, we have a dining room, and from the dining room, the entrance to the dining room has these curved entrances,
arches,
and there were, and I looked through it, and there's a matching arch going into the kitchen and a matching
beautiful,
arch going
like
into the
it.
Den. And I remember I sat there thanking God for that, and that we were debt-free after 5 years of renovation and using cash and believing God. We are living in a debt-free
praise
home.
God.
And I sat there looking at the arches, and I thought about you. And I thought, I sat there, and I thought, Gloria Copeland told me one day that arches to a room always soften the room.
Hallelujah. I didn't remember
And
saying
I just
that.
Sat there in that room thanking God that we have arches in our
You know what that's called? That's you sat there being blessed.
I was
that
blessed.
Was
supremely
Hallelujah.
Blessed.
Hallelujah. Praise God. George and I'll be right back.
Do you know how to reap your harvest? If you're a farmer, that seems like a pretty easy question to answer. However, as a believer, have you ever thought, I know how to sow, but just exactly how am I supposed to reap? Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons want to help you actually understand the biblical way to reap your harvest in the How to Reap Your Harvest package. All of your answers are there in God's Word, and this package will help you uncover them. Through the messages and corresponding study notes, you'll learn that you were created to harvest. They will also teach the rules of reaping, harvest essentials, and what every good harvester must know. This package also includes the book, Blessed to Be a Blessing by Kenneth Copeland. He is a perfect example of understanding the purpose for wealth. It is important as a successful harvester to have the right motivation. God's plan and purpose for blessing you abundantly is so that you can be a blessing to others. Discover today how to reap your harvest.
It's time to reap your harvest. Request your free package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Discover the missing link between your sowing and your reaping and understand how God created you to be a harvester. The How to Reap Your Harvest package will help set your heart on God's promises and position yourself to receive from Him. Offer good for 60 days.
God sowed His best seed.
Yes, He did.
Jesus.
Right.
And Gloria, He reaped a harvest. Us.
Millions. Billions,
billions,
I suppose.
Billions. And we're in the family of God. We are in the family of God, living under the blessing.
I'm so glad he sowed.
Oh, I'm so glad he sowed Jesus too, because he has reaped sons and daughters all over the world, all through the years. And I'm telling you, if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, you be part of that harvest. You be part of what God wants to do. God wants to do some things in you. He wants to bring opportunities to you like you've never had before.
That's right.
He wants to bring you to a place where you're not struggling financially and physically and body and mind. He wants to bring you to a place where you experience the fullness of the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of the Lord. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
that's the first step.
Today is your day.
Praise
this
God.
Is your time. And it's very simple.
Yes, it is.
All you have to do is say what I say, and Gloria's going to help me with this.
I'm going to pray with you.
And you will enter into the kingdom of God. It is. It's
You've
a decision.
You've heard Billy Graham talk about decision?
Decision.
That's the decision.
That's
right.
So
you lead us, George, and we'll pray.
All right. Say this after me. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you that you love me.
Thank you that you love me.
That you sent your Son for me.
That you sent your Son for me.
He died for me.
He died for me.
He went to hell for me.
He went to hell for me.
He was raised up for me.
He was raised up for me.
I accept Jesus.
I accept Jesus.
As my Lord and my Savior.
As my Lord and my Savior.
Take my life.
Take my life.
Do something special with it.
Do something special with
it. I receive you, Jesus.
I receive you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know what? You are born again.
Yeah. It's just
You're
a decision.
Again. And we have a book and some things that we want to send to you, a book by Kenneth and Gloria. He did it all for you. This is a great place to start your journey with Jesus, and then also some brochures about how to study the Bible, read the Word of God. You are in the kingdom
Hallelujah.
Of God. Congratulations.
Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Praise God.
Oh,
the
my goodness.
The important thing is that you stay in the Word and you keep growing, get in a good
That's
church
it.
That preaches the Word, be faithful there,
That's it.
And grow up.
Yes.
And become a strong, stalwart believer.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
The mind was not created to think fear thoughts. It was not created to think hate thoughts and abusing thoughts. It was created for love and faith and joy and goodness, meekness, kindness, praise God, all of these things. You'll set your mind on these things. Glory be to God.
September 8th to 9th, get connected with Kenneth Copeland at Living Victory Anaheim at the Hilton Anaheim in Anaheim, California. September 21st through 23rd, be empowered at Word Explosion in Columbia, South Carolina, with special benefits for veterans and military personnel. October 13th through 14th, join the Copelands at the Venezuela Victory Campaign at the Palacio de Eventos de Maracaibo in Maracaibo, Venezuela. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
Every available voice. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has received the Lord's directive to spread the gospel from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around through every avenue possible. In 1973, KCM started publishing The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since the beginning, the magazine has been a shareable resource with word-based articles by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and special guest teachers. Through the decades, the magazine has helped millions worldwide build their faith and encourage their daily walk with God. The Good News Gazette in the center of each magazine is where you'll find inspiring testimonies from partners all over the world.
You have a reassurance that what he did for one, he'll do for the other, and he's no respecter of persons. He can do it for you too.
Today, almost 390,000 physical copies of The Believer's Voice of Victory magazine are distributed each month to 198 countries and territories on four continents in six languages. In addition, the magazine can be read online at kcm.org and shared with your family and friends from your computer or mobile device, all with a click, sending the word to more people in more places faster than before.
It's Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And first of all, Gloria and I want to thank all of our wonderful partners and friends who are so faithful in their giving to Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Praise
God. I'll tell you, we are believing God for you every day. We have prayer ministers who pray over our partners every single day in this ministry.
Praise
believing
God.
For your
we
prosperity,
thank you.
Believing for your increase, believing for supernatural opportunities and open doors in your lives, that the windows of heaven are opened over to you and the blessing is
Praise
pouring
God.
Out.
Amen.
And in the scripture today, Galatians chapter 6 says in verse 7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit life everlasting."
Amen.
And listen to verse 9. And this is for you. If you've ever questioned that your seed was working for you, question no longer. Gloria Copeland gave us a word, don't ever forget your seed.
Don't ever forget your seed.
And you need to know, too, that God never forgets a seed. And it says in Galatians 6, 9 in the Amplified, "Let us not lose heart, grow weary, and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season, we shall reap if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint."
Now, what was that reference again?
That was Galatians 6, verse 9, Amplified Translation.
See, when you're tempted to give up and let go of a seed, well, you know, nothing's happening. This is your scripture.
That's it. Right.
So you, all of us should become so aware of this scripture right here that we don't even pay any attention or listen
That's
to
right.
the devil when he says to us, it's not working.
That's right.
We
That's
know
it.
He's a liar. Why would we believe him?
That's right. We know he's a liar. So why believe him? That's so true.
Yeah.
That's so true.
If he said it, it must be, the opposite must be
That's
true.
That's right. Gloria, would you pray over our partners?
Father, we do pray
thank
for
you,
all
Jesus.
Of the partners
oh, yes,
today.
Lord.
And we thank you, Lord,
Father.
For the people that are listening who are not yet partners. And
thank
we
you,
invite
Jesus.
Them to join us as
yes,
partners.
Lord.
We love our partners. We believe God for our partners. We pray. Mm. George and I pray Lord, and intercede Lord. For you, all of you that are listening, whether you're a partner or not, we're praying for you.
Thank you, Lord.
And we believe that you receive the things that you have asked for.
Yes.
And we know you'll receive them if you ask in faith, nothing wavering.
Nothing wavering.
When you ask in faith, you take it.
Thank you,
and you don't let it go
That's right.
until you're living in it, you drive it, or you experience it in your body, whatever you're believing for in
That's
Jesus'
right.
name. If you missed any of the broadcasts, you can catch up on KCM.org or the Roku channel. Get in a good church that preaches you the Word of God. Why would you go somewhere that preaches unbelief? You get enough of that at the workplace.
I know. You need to hear the Word.
That's
You've got
right.
to hear the Word.
This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson's reminding you that
Jesus is
Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.
Community to me is about never being alone, that you always have people around you, that you're doing the same thing, going in the right direction together, and you're always developing and going to a higher level with people. And so it never feels like you have to do it on your own, but you're doing it as a team.
Community is letting your guard down and just being you.
Community is partnership.
Community is all about ministry.
A place to find friends.
A place to build relationships.
Doing life together.
It's a place to get together with family.
Community is unity and trust.
Community is a group of people you can rely on.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Well, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to be a part of it because the anointing is there. On these broadcasts, powerful, powerful healing anointing, powerful anointing to increase ministry anointing in your life. So be sure, don't miss a bit of it.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.